Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, very good. You are the star of stage and screen at the moment. How has Break Bread been going, your excellent show?
Oh, honestly, it's just such a pleasure. It's so awesome. Like, I actually find myself getting emotional just thinking about it. I'm not blowing smoke up my own ass. It's just really, I just hope people are getting the greatest joy from watching or experiencing the show. I've had some gorgeous messages from people. Mm. And the focus of the message has been around the pleasure of their own experiences, which
awesome.
Is just the, you know.
Oh, so that's fantastic. So
very lovely, and also now that we can squeeze, well, some of us can squeeze in this new system, I've been able to actually hug my collaborators.
Oh,
hey. Yeah.
For literally months. So, yeah, it's been great.
That is awesome. Congratulations on the show. We are talking about things that are happening in the future, though, because as we are easing into the traffic lights, we're seeing a few more bits and pieces pop up on the calendar for the theatre world, which is exciting. What's happening out there?
Yeah, so there's been a few big announcements for 2022 for theatre. I am speaking largely to what's happening in Auckland. Of course, across Aotearoa, there's different theatres doing different and venues doing different things, but it is a really big deal for Auckland. So I just wanted to shout out to, I guess, the organisations that have made a choice to go forward with making for next year. Mm. Auckland Theatre Company have released their programme, definitely worth checking out there. There's a few interesting pieces in there for next year, including Nathan Joe's Scenes from a Yellow Peril, which some of you may have caught at the Auckland Arts Festival this year as a reading. So they're staging that next year, which is really exciting.
Awesome.
The late Nan Brunning's work is in there, is Witty's Wahine as well, which is really
cool.
Exciting. So yeah, some great works in Auckland Theatre Company. Silo Theatre are actually, just a little secret there, I'm going to splurge a little secret with you and maybe other people listening, which is Silo Theatre are launching their season for next year tonight. It's a super secret sort of sneak attack. So
excellent.
So I'm saying, keep your eyes peeled for what Silo's up to next year.
Cool.
And also this week, actually launching, is Fola, which I don't think we've talked to Juliet about it yet, but we'll get her on the show early next year to talk about the Festival of Live Art. It was supposed to happen in October. They've delayed it now to February. It's all things live art, which is really like performative, mm-hmm. visual, audience performer kind of work. It's being curated and led by Julia Croft and Nisha Madan
cool.
at the Basement Theatre. So they're launching this Thursday just to talk everyone through what the program's looking like. Oh my gosh, honestly, it just keeps on going. It's like joyful. It's absolutely joyful.
It's such a nice thing after almost 4 months of being like, and there's not a lot out there, to be like, hey, it's all coming back. And, you know, as you have done, you know, alongside Johanna Cosgrove and Sam Sneddon, some really amazing mahi into kind of looking at how the lockdown has affected practitioners, independent practitioners, particularly here in Tāmaki Makaurau, it's been hard. Like, that is undeniable. It has been really, really hard. So it's awesome to just hear things coming back. It is that little bit of hope that we've all needed, I think.
Oh, totally. And look, you know, for anyone who's really is still feeling a little bit of trepidation around attending live events and that kind of thing, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Totally.
And it's the psyche saying, like, hold up, let's just take a moment just to chill out, because, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things to consider there.
Mm.
All of the venues in Auckland, my understanding is that they are working towards the a vaccine pass. I'm pretty sure. Actually,
sweet.
Maybe don't quote me on that.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
So that's the vibe going forward. But I think that's it's perfectly reasonable. And look, we're seeing, like, you know, Pride's going to be launching. Actually, gosh, I think Pride might be announcing some events for next year as well. And I would say there will be a lot of virtual and events that are able to accommodate different kinds of people as well. So, yeah, Johanna, I know, talked last week about the Auckland Arts Festival. I think she talked to Ross, didn't she?
She did, yes.
The work that's coming up. So, yeah, obviously, Auckland Arts Festival will have a plethora of works, not just theatre works. Obviously, there's music, there's visual arts, there's the whole raft of things, but there are some great theatre shows that they have programmed in for next year, and those taking place at Q Theatre in Rangatira and The Loft, and also down at the Waterfront Theatre. So quite a lot of stuff. Basically, January is a dark, we call it a sort of like a dark, the theatre's dark because nothing's kind of going on there.
The lights are literally not on.
Yeah, except for the ghost lights, which, actually it's probably a good time to plug Garage Project. I think it was Garage, is it Garage Project did the dark, the ghost light beer?
Yes.
Which is a lovely beer. the ghost light, for those that are like, what is that? Is this little, it's a little light that's independent off the grid, and it's turned on and it's up in the rig, and it's so that you can, when you turn off all the lights in the theatre, all the workers and everything, there's still a little glow.
Yes, lovely.
Just for the little ghosts that live in the theatre.
Exactly.
There's actually a beautiful ghost light in the loft at Q Theatre. It's really beautiful. And next time you go in there, I would suggest looking up in the rig and see where you can find it. It kind of looks like it's in a little wooden coat hanger, but it's gorgeous. Yes, and actually just Q, I want to just sort of mention with Q is that because there was a plethora of events that was cancelled, but they're right back into it from February on. So even outside of Pride and Fola and Arts Festival stuff is the Summer at Q program. So there's lots of different I think I'm going to be doing a work, well, not my own personal work, but I will be performing in a work in there because, you know, every now and then you just got to get out the old tap shoes. I'm not tap dancing.
I was going to say, I'd pay good money to see you tap dance, Alice. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, look, don't never say never. So, yeah, there's plenty of things.
Very exciting to be able to look forward to next year and see how many awesome festivals are coming, all of the theatres that are reopening their spaces. And, you know, it's just a really much needed thing for the community. So go buy some tickets.
Absolutely.
Go get excited.
Just stand out on your street and scream into the universe how excited you are that theatre is coming back. And look, and if you don't want to go out to a live theatre, you can always check out hashtag, here's an ad, Break Bread, which is on. It is streaming online, silotheatre.co.nz.
Awesome.
Can go and watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Hey, Alice, thank you so much. Always an absolute pleasure. I hope you have a lovely week. Enjoy celebrating Break Bread. It has been really great to see such wonderful reviews of it online and some really nice feedback as well. So congratulations again. And hopefully we'll see you in person soon enough.
Yes, lovely.
Ka kite.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.